Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And speaking of that, reminds me, you know, years ago when I was in law enforcement that, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I thought, I will never, ever, 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 which means that's the next thing I'll be doing. I will never, ever, ever get a minivan, you know, because, you're newly married, you know, and, you know, Megan and Amber are my two daughters, you know, we're real young right there. And, you know, you just think, if you get in a minivan, if you're a man riding a minivan, that was back
Come
then.
On, man. Now
they're styling today. They're styling today. You know, but back then, you know, it was a little bit different. And so, you know, it wasn't a VW van, but it was a minivan. And so
I remember that van.
You remember that van. And so we wanted to go to the Grand Canyon. We wanted to go all the way from Florida all the way to the Grand Canyon, which is a long ways. And we wanted to go camping. Well, obviously, my Corvette wasn't going to work. The Camaro wasn't going to work, you know. So, and so what we did was we went. Next thing you know, I don't know what happened. I sneezed or something, and I'm riding Interstate 10 West. And I'm in a minivan, and I was in a daze when it happened. I didn't realize it was going to really happen. But next thing I realized is I'm riding Interstate 10 West to you just there's nothing between you. Interstate 10 is the most boringest interstate in the world. It's strictly a driveway for the military, I think. Anyway, so it dawned on me, I'm in a minivan. You know, and so we were on our journey. And at that time, you know, I was a clean person. I liked things clean, you know. I mean, even you know, my police cruiser, I would wash my cruiser, and I would shine it all up and all these different things, you know, and sometimes I had to put it on a hill and wash it out with a water hose. Anyway, so, you know, with that, here I am, you know, this I'm in the minivan, so it's over. It's over as we know it. And I'm driving west to this big pothole, no, to Grand Canyon, and I'm ahead. We're just excited about this. And we're going to camp. No, we're not going to do it, you know, the way that many people do it with campers and, you know, what do you call those things?
RVs.
Well, I think I'm more like an RV.
RV.
But I didn't have a pop-up either. It was like pull it out and set it up. And so my first place, the first place we stopped, and we went through Florida, we went through Alabama, we went through Louisiana, and we ended up in Brownsville, Texas. We were in Brownsville, Texas. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you have it all together, all organized, and, you know, all the stuff was going on. And Donna's a detailed organizer type person, you know, and she had it all kind of laid out. And so we're looking around for a camping spot. We're trying to find a camping spot. And, you know, first of all, you don't want to be on the ground in the first place. So you're looking around for a good place to camp, right? And I looked to go, I saw it, thought, oh my goodness, this is a beautiful grassy area right over here. And I think that's where we got to set up our tent. Not only was it beautiful and grassy, it was like thick, plush grass. And I couldn't figure why people were camping. I was like, anyway, this must be God because he just spared this place for us, you know? And so we go over there and it has like even this beautiful shrubbery hedge. It's maybe about, I don't know, 6 foot hedge, five foot hedge that's trimmed and plush. I'm thinking this is like a pocket of beauty. You know, this is beautiful. So here we are. We set up our camp on the grassy knoll and we start cooking and fixing food, just having this great time or whatever. And we finish eating and we take every single utensil. And we have like a bucket for washing and a bucket for rinsing. And we washed everything. Oh, dude. Oh, man. Hey, we was going to do it right, even though we was in the dirt, you know. But we didn't realize God was going to teach us how to adjust. I got some stuff to tell you here. And so here we were washing. I remember I can visualize that fork right now. We were cleaning that thing off and cleaning that spoon off and cleaning that plate off. I think we had, I don't know. And it was just so clean. And so we go to sleep that night on the grassy knoll, surrounded by the beautiful hedge. And all of a sudden, early in the morning, early morning, we didn't hear a rooster crowing. We heard an RV crowing because on the other side of that shrub, a few feet away from us, where we were sleeping, was a dumping station where every RV was going there to dump their
oh my
stuff and a hole in the ground. And that's why the grass was so green.
Oh,
and it's like, oh my goodness. And we're like, quick, back, go, quick. Oh. And so, but then, you know, when you have RVs, they have this blue stuff.
Mm.
You know, they don't have, they put stuff in their water that makes it sanitize. I don't know. It makes it smell terrible, but it doesn't smell like what you think it smells like. It's the blue stuff.
Right.
You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's all over the place. And so we're packing and getting out. And from that point on, in the beginning, our first day we camped, we smelled like the blue stuff. The tent, we smelled like the blue stuff.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, okay, this is going to be great, you know. And so then we drove all the way across, you know, Texas. And now we're like in Kersville, Texas, in the middle of nowhere. We passed Fort Lancaster, which was part of the Pony Express delivery system where you should deliver the mail.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. You got email today, but you had a pony. Anyway, so the Pony Express at Fort Lancaster, and we're reading all the different stuff there, and all of a sudden we read one little sign. You had the kids, you know, around, walking around and stuff, and it says, snakes. Beware of snakes. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And we ran, jumped in the van, and took off. Anyway, so we drove this long, long driveway to somewhere. It was just like, where's rocks and tumbleweeds and sand? And is there a reprieve? You feel like that person, you know, in the movies is just kind of walking through the desert hoping
is
that
there a video of this?
It's like a mirage, you know. Is there a mirage here? We're gonna at some point we're gonna see something, you know. Seriously, tumbleweeds. We saw oil wells. I mean, Fort Lancaster was nothing but an old brick tipped over. They didn't have a picture of the pot, and they had somebody, by the way, on the government that was looking over that
that brick.
And so, I mean, we just went on, and finally, you know, we make it to New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the petrified forest, which are rocks that are shiny. I mean, there's nothing much difference. And so we're there, and it's just flat, and it's dark, and we're tired. And we were like, we refuse to camp in the sand one more time, so we're going to get to New Mexico thinking there was going to be a reprieve. And we get there, and we have these little old stakes that are about as thin as a tent stakes. They're about as thin as a toothpick, and you can't see what you're nailing them into. And I'm bounding them things, trying to get in there and to be able to set that camp up, you know. And they just bent. They kept bending and bending. I'm like, oh my goodness! So finally, we just didn't anchor it down. We blew up our rafts, went in there, little small rafts to sleep on. And as soon as we laid on them, it went, psh, and we were slept on a rock. The reason why the stakes wouldn't go into the ground is because I was nailing them in a rock. New Mexico is a rock. It's a rock. It's like, come on, come to Pensacola, come to the Gulf Coast, go to, you know, Jersey, go to somewhere where you got some, you know, what's up with that?
Yeah, greenery.
Right? Greenery and plushness and forest. And so anyways, you can tell, you know, I'm talking about, we can adjust. There's a way to adjust. And so needless to say, we're in Kersville, Texas at one point, and Amber had gotten wet or something happened. And so by this time, you know, we're just like, I think Donna picked Amber up and kind of held her over the fire to dry her out. Oh my goodness. And I remember too that, you know, Megan just, she's like, I have to have this video chair. I want this video. It was nothing but a piece of cloth with a fold in it, right? And so she had to sit on the video chair all the way to the Grand Canyon. She didn't like that video chair. And so then, when we finally arrive in the Grand Canyon, you know, we stood there and we looked at the edge of it and we're thinking, whoa, this is a big hole. It's like we drove all this far for a huge hole. I mean, it's like, oh my goodness. And of course, it was beautiful, the lights and the sun setting and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, it's a mile drop down.
Mm.
Wow.
And so, you know, with that, you know, we went to our camp. We're going to break our camp. And you understand, you're in the mountains now, so it's cold. It's very cold. And the water they have, it's not cold. It's one step shy of 16 degrees below zero.
It's like, wow.
It's like body parts will break off if you put it in it. You know what I'm saying? You don't, you just, whatever, you just kind of splash it at a distance in a hurry. It was so cold. And you remember how clean we were when we first started, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here we are. We're about to cook, and Donna drops an entire raw chicken on the ground. An entire raw chicken on the ground. I picked it up. I looked at her. She looks at me. I look at that faucet, that cold water, and I just dust it off with my hand. And we cooked that puppy up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We can adjust.
Yeah.
You know, we can adjust. I mean, that was a huge transformation for me, being willing to dust off the chicken before you cook it versus clean it. And so but it didn't have a head on it, and it was already plucked. And so finally, I want to say that, you know, it just came time at some point when you're camping, you just got to have a shower. It was just time.
Yeah,
the water is freezing, right? It's just like, what do you do? What do you do? And so they said that you can have a hot shower. The park said you can have a hot shower, but it costs money to get a hot shower.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I go down and I carry some coins. You got to have coins, like, you know, and you put coins in there. And I carried 50 cents for the shower. And I get in there, and it's like this whole bunch of shower stalls with curtains in it, you know, for the guys. I guess it was the same for the women. And so you get in there, you put your, I mean, this is going to be a great reward. It's hot water. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be great. So I put in my two quarters, and all this hot water, man, it's like, oh, this is like heaven. Yeah, this is heaven, man. I'm sudding up. I got soap on my face. I got soap in my hair. And all of a sudden, man, that 50 cents runs out.
Oh, no.
I mean, think about it. I jump out of the flow, obviously, because I didn't want anything to freeze. And so I jump back and turn the thing off. And so I'm sitting there with soap in my eyes, soap in my ears, soap in my hair, with no change in my pockets because I had no pockets. Thinking, how do you ask other men who are in the shower stall, do you have change? I mean, yeah, how do you knock on a shower curtain? Excuse me, sir, in there, you know, you don't have pockets. I'm like, oh my goodness, I am stuck. What do I do? You know, what do I do? And I'm just like pondering. I feel like it takes more than 50 cents to get soap off of you. You know, it costs, I think it was $2.75 if you really wanted to be clean. Yeah, they put this in the brochure. You know, so here I am, I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'm going to have to get the soap out of my eyes and my hair. So I'm going to go, and this water is so cold. Imagine knives coming out of a faucet hitting you. I mean, it's like cutting cold, you know, and so I'm bracing myself, you know, and I'm leaning forward. Just the head and the hair. Man, that stuff hits my face and hits my hair, and all of a sudden the soap just freezes to my face. It freezes. I mean, it was just terrible. I was like, that's enough. And I leave, and I go back and start looking for change. I mean, you don't take change when you're camping in the Grand Canyon. They should tell you, take change. But the big thing I want to talk about is that I adjusted. I adjusted. I went from a lazy boy chair, you know, to nice hot showers and nice dishwasher that cleaned dishes, to sleeping by a dumping station in Brownsville, Texas, roasting our children to dry them in Kerrsville, Texas, and dusting chickens off in the Grand Canyon and freezing soap to my head. And we had a great time.
That's amazing.
Oh, we had a great time, you know. But it reminds me, though, because so many things are going on right now, and the reason why you would be panicking about what's going on, because you don't understand we can adjust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God's designed us to adjust. And it's just, there's a painful process in adjusting. It was not like, I wasn't like, woo, great, I got soap in my eyes, soap in my hair, and I got no change. I mean, it wasn't like that. Right. But I went through that, you know, and I adjusted. But it reminds me of Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 through 13. Paul talks about this. He says, I know what it is to be in need, mm-hmm. and I know what it is to have plenty. So mm-hmm. Paul knew both things. He says, I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or want. I can do everything through him, Jesus Christ, who gives me strength.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God's designed us to adjust. It's not, listen, America, it's not over because comfort and convenience is over. Your walk in God is just beginning because comfort and convenience God has been the God of America.
Yeah.
And you're going to rid that. And that's what a lot of people are freaking out about right now because they're about to lose their false gods. But realize it's false. Mm-hmm. But you're going to turn back to this true God who loves you and has a plan for your life. And you're going to adjust. I mean, think about it. He designed our bodies where when we move to warm climates, our blood thins so we can be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And when we move to cold climates, our blood thickens.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be warm. I mean, you didn't do nothing for that. Mm-hmm. God designed you that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're like, oh, I thickened my blood up a little bit. No, you didn't thicken your blood. You know, if your blood's so thick, why don't you go to the hot area right now and pass out? You know? And you just can't. It's God does that. Or think about this. When you work hard with your hands, with a real rough labor, at first you start getting a few blisters in your hand. But as you continue to work hard with your hands, God's designed your skin to thicken up. It'll thicken up and it'll get calluses on it. I mean, he's designed us to adjust.
Mm.
When you exercise, our bodies adjust. When we get stronger and stronger, it'll make an adjustment when you exercise.
Mm.
But all these things come through transitional times.
Mm.
You know, if you understand that it's just a transitional time and we're going to be in a better place and we're going to be stronger and we're going to be more thick skin, and we're going to be able to go through things we couldn't go through that we can't adjust. Listen, there'll be times of discomfort, times of pain, times of having to push through so that we can gain more. A muscle has to be broken down to less than it was when you started for it to build stronger than it will be. I mean, this is the way it works. This is how God's designed it. And hands have to first go through a blistering phase before they can be thickened. And your faith in God has to be tested. It has to go through something, some hardships, so that you can push through. I mean, he's why he tells us in James, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kind, because the testing of your faith develops something. Going through something develops something. It develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Yeah, what we're hearing is we're going through some stuff. I mean, maybe you're going through it right now. You're going through some difficulty right now. But if you get the right perspective of this difficulty and understand if you trust God through this, you'll be stronger. But if you throw your hands up and think that you had to have it the way it was before it was this way, then not only are you going to go back, but you're going to fall back. What I found out as I was crossing the country in this minivan, going on this cross-country camping trip, I went from being surgically clean to brushing dirt off a chicken and cooking it up and being satisfied with frozen soapy water on my face and in my hair. I realized that I can adjust. Listen, church, we can adjust, we must adjust, and we're going to have to go through something to build our faith up. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.